Much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering men 'tis too late. Also prove thy love to the Savior, for what he hath done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
Good morning to every listener of the broadcast. How happy I am to be coming your way again through the medium of radio. This is a great privilege and opportunity. Many thanks to all who are making it possible by your encouraging letters and offerings. I realize my inability without the divine assistance of the Lord, so I'm asking Him to make me a blessing to all the listeners. The response from our new station, KBOA, Kennett, Missouri, has really been heartwarming. We appreciate the long-standing friends of the other stations also. Now to our scripture for today. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before Him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shewed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Micah 6:6-8. We're back to our subject of the gospel alphabet, and today we're considering the letters J and K. J stands for justice. Didn't you notice Micah's reference to justice? Listen, what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God? The first of the three requirements Micah gave was to do justly, then love mercy, and finally to walk humbly with thy God. Some folks say they want to serve the Lord, but do they really want to be just and fair in all their dealings? The story is told that a certain baker suspected that he was being sold bricks of butter that did not weigh a full pound. So for several days he weighed the butter, and sure enough, they were not full pounds. He had the farmer arrested. At the trial, the judge asked the farmer about the weight of the butter. The farmer replied that he had no scales. "Then how do you manage to weigh the butter?" asked the judge. "Well," he said, "that is easily explained. I have balances, and for a weight, I use a 1-pound loaf of bread I buy from the baker." So, evidently, there must have been a shortage with the baker and the bread, rather than the farmer being responsible for it. Yet, notice how the baker wanted the full weight when he was purchasing his butter. Don't you know some folks have two standards? One is for buying and the other for selling. How unfair. Jesus said, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." Luke 6:38. So justice, mercy, humility, and goodness go together. But listen to this verse. Did you know this was in the Bible? "To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice." Proverbs 21:3. So it isn't all in words that one can serve the Lord. It takes some action and some justice. In Philippians 4:8, we're exhorted to think on certain things, among which is mentioned whatsoever things are just. And that doesn't mean scheming how to take unfair advantage of another person either. A godly person has no right to steal from the rich or the poor. They are to treat all with justice. In this bicentennial year, much is being said of our country, and even the very foundations were laid with the intention that all should have justice. But how far is justice from many in the world today? Do you remember with liberty and justice for all? Another thing, man looketh at the outward appearance, but God looketh at the heart. Things are not always what they seem outwardly. Jesus said, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. John 7:24. A gift so often blinds the judge. Listen to the instruction given by Moses. And thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise and perverteth the words of the righteous. Exodus 23:8. Do you see how important justice is? It is reported that the ancient Egyptians had a figure which symbolized justice, and it had neither hands with which to receive gifts, nor eyes by which they would be influenced by the sight of a person. But justice is brave. It takes courage to stand up in the face of the mob and to declare your convictions. When Jesus was mocked and scourged, they all forsook him. The tide of opinion was strong against him. The soldiers mocked and spit upon him. Crucify him was the cry. And the crowd cried out, give us Barabbas. But there was one man after the crucifixion that stood strong and true. That was Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and a just. Luke 23:50. He asked for the body of Jesus and buried it in his own tomb. K stands for knowledge. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. It is high time that folks learned what the truth is. Paul told the men of Athens, and the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. No longer is one justified with the old excuse that what you don't know won't hurt you. What you don't know will hurt you. You need to know the truth. The truth will make you free. The apostle declared, for as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. Acts 17:23. What a poor excuse it is to say, I don't know the truth, when the fact is, you could know it if you wanted to. But the apostle spoke of some who were willingly ignorant. 2 Peter 3:5. Now, that is sad, to be ignorant willingly and just don't want to learn the truth. And again, there is another sad situation. People can be ever so smart and learn ever so many things, but never learn the things which they really need to know. In other words, they are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. 2 Timothy 3:7. Now, a few of Solomon's proverbs. He was considered the wisest of all men because of that wisdom given him by the Lord. So true wisdom and knowledge come from the Lord. I quote, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Proverbs 1:5. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? That's verse 22 of the same first chapter of Proverbs. The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. Proverbs 18:15. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Proverbs 20:15. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. Proverbs 24:5. Then Solomon speaks as to his son. Listen, my son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste. so shall knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Proverbs 24:13-14. Friends, life is too short for you to go through it ignorant of the knowledge of God. He has given us many sources of knowledge. There is the book of reason. Come now and let us reason together. Isaiah 1:18. And the book of nature. The heavens declare the glory of God. Psalms 19:1. And how about the book of experience? Days should speak, and multitudes of years should teach wisdom. Job 32:7. And that isn't always true, because some never seem to learn the things they should from their own experiences or those experiences of others. But the Lord intended that we should. Then we have the example of Christ and the written Word of God, the Bible. And so, friends, in the words of that old song, come and be saved, I entreat thee. Heaven wills to thee a crown. Hell is moved to cast thee down. And this moment may decide thy endless state. Father, Son, and Spirit call. Reason, conscience, thunder all. Sinner, wake and turn to God before too late. Let us pray. Our Father, as a message goes out over the airwaves, we ask that the Holy Spirit of God may go with it, bringing strong conviction to the hearts of the unsaved. May they awaken before it is too late to be saved. Bless each listener today in the way which they need most, and thine shall be the praise through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, the time has come for us once again to say God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.